To say that the General Assembly adjourned without doing anything related to pensions isn't entirely true. It just didn't involve any of the state's five state-run retirement funds.
This bill is concerned with the Chicago Park District Pension Fund.
To listen to Speaker Michael Madigan introducing the proposal to the Illinois House, it's seemingly inconsequential to anyone that doesn't work for the Chicago Park District.
It's a local pension system. It's not a state pension system. There's no state money involved.
But the measure could prove significant. Like Illinois' retirement systems, the Chicago Park District's pension fund has far less money saved than it should. With an eye toward getting back on track, the Chicago Park District asked the state for permission to change its retirement offerings. The measure reduces the size of workers' and retirees' pension payouts, raises the retirement age, and requires both the Park District and its employees to pay more into the pension fund. All concepts that have come up at some point or the other in state legislators' talks over what to do about Illinois' own pension situation, and all of which could be seen as a breach of a line in the state constitution that says government pensions from the state's two park districts shall not be diminished nor impaired. Key in on could be, here's Senate President John Cullerton.
We here in the Senate are not the Supreme Court, and unless we pass a bill that someone can challenge, we're never going to know.
Some unions that represent Chicago Park District employees signed on to this plan, but SEIU 73 is adamantly against it. That's noteworthy because the local SEIU organization is a campaign contributor to Governor Pat Quinn, who's been clamoring for a state pension overhaul, putting him in a tricky spot. Likewise, a statewide organized labor coalition issued a statement saying the plan unfairly slashes constitutionally protected benefits and harms the retirement security of thousands of workers. Though they haven't explicitly said they will, the unions could sue. And if so, the Chicago Park District's pension plan would serve as a test case for Illinois' state systems. Again, Cullerton.
And if the court does strike down the law, then at least we'd know what we can come back and work on as soon as possible.
For now, lawmakers are forging on with their proposal to reduce the state's pension costs in some of the ways the Chicago Park District did. The Senate's top Republican, Christine Rodonio, says there's no guarantee of a deal, but she's encouraged.
The good news is we've had four leaders' meetings in 2 weeks. There is a lot of focus on resolving this issue. I think a lot of good progress has been made.
As a result of those meetings, the leaders are eyeing a new platform. One of the central fights is what to do about the 3% compounded cost of living adjustments pensioners receive every year. The leaders are looking at using a different formula. An employee would get a COLA on $1,000 times the number of years they worked for the state.
The concept is to make sure that our lowest paid and longest serving employees are protected from inflation.
There's a loose agreement this could be the way to go. It's possible the General Assembly could come back, likely next month, for a vote. But President Cullerton says a lot depends on how much that would save. Actuaries are scoring it now.
All of the leaders agreed that we're not going to vote on something unless we know how much money it saves. And so that's where we are. That's the status.
Though it's framed as a compromise, even a leader's blessing won't move some legislators off their long-held and disparate opinions about pensions. Senator John Sullivan, a Democrat from Rushville, says he wouldn't vote for the latest proposal.
The benefits that are being taken away from both current as well as retired state employees goes far beyond what I believe the Constitution allows. So I think, and again, we haven't seen the final version, but from what I have seen thus far, I think it's unconstitutional.
Just what is and isn't constitutional is a question only the courts can answer. And maybe they'll be asked to do just that with the Chicago Park District's pension plan. But there are plenty of legislators who say they swore an oath to uphold the state's constitution, and they won't back any pension overhaul that would have them break that oath. I'm Amanda Vinicky.